should be left be that no one should be left behind in terms of entitlement of fundamental human rights. And when we talk about technology facilitated GVV, definitely technology has affected in every aspect of our life. In one hand, we are not being able to, you know, being independent without this technology, but in other hand, the technology has given a ample ground for to be victimized. And yes, we have acknowledged the Cyber Crime Convention, and for this we are working in a very national level. We are assessing, or we are trying to see how our legal system can be adjusted and accommodated to deal with this technology facilitated GVB. And we are in a course of reforming or amending our Domestic Violence Act too. So in the course of this amendment process, we will definitely consider this technology aspect of gender-based violence in that law too. So we are aware, and we will do our best to deal with this issues. So thank you for this. And definitely legal reform is not only the means to intervene. There are so many other approach that we have been adopting. For example, the government, with the cooperation with civil society organizations, is dedicated to control sexual exploitation and exploitation of sexual workers. For Nepal police and CSOs are launching public awareness education campaigns in the adult entertainment sectors and slum areas. Digital display board against trafficking and sexual exploitation are put in very prone areas. And through radio programs, pamphlets, leaflets, telefilms, and use of social media, multiple efforts have been made to reduce the demand for prostitution, or as we have not legally recognized, we discourage prostitution. And Nepal police, CSOs, and the other government institutions, we are taking collaborative efforts in the border areas also to prohibit or to monitor this human trafficking issues. So definitely we are we have many programmatic approaches, many institutional reform approaches beside legal reforms. Thank you very much.
Thank you.